Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text today is the Beatitudes. Please be seated. Some of you have memorized the Beatitudes. Well done. The rest of you, we got something to work on. However, I need to give you a football illustration. I already did once, so I'll do it again now. Right now, while we are at the big games of the season, I have to admit I'm upset. Because already, even before football season is over, they're talking about trades. Who's going to be traded to what team? Oh, the leadership of all the teams, they're mired in what's going to happen. Who's going to be on their team? Who are they going to send to another team? If you're not a football fan, there might be one or two of you here. But what happens is, during the off season, players are swapped. And sometimes money, often money flows, but also they swap players and try to make their team the best through all that. And there's so much public conversation right now, we don't know what's going to happen. But I will say, there's some public conversation about Aaron Rodgers, my quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, being traded off to New York Jets. Well, you can tell who my favorite teams are and not. But this has something to do with the Beatitudes. Believe it or not. Because I fear that Christians today, even Lutheran Christians that know their word well, are ready to trade away some of the things that God has gifted to them. Let's look at it. We have right here before us the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus himself, our Savior, is speaking to us. And he is telling us such awesome words. A lot of law for the first half of all those Beatitudes is law telling us what to do. But there's gospel in all of this too. But first we need to see that too many people are ready to trade off what God calls us to. We live in a world where people are trading off being poor. Poor in spirit and every other kind of poverty. They want to get rid of it. Don't talk to me about humility and repentance. No, 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 no. And then what about mourning? We live in a society that fights every kind of mourning and sadness. People structure their whole life just to avoid the negative. Well, what about meek? Oh, we admire assertiveness, even to a fault. Righteousness? Uh-oh. Don't talk to our world about righteousness. The right way to go is whatever feels right. Wrong. Well, people are trading away what God is offering. And then to be merciful. Oh, no. Who has time to be merciful? How many times have people been injured or hurt or whatever and people pass by and pass by and pass by. About the only time we ever talk about mercy is when somebody actually receives the mercy, not gives the mercy. And then pure in heart. That's been traded away so fast and for so long in our society, being pure in heart. We want to be opened up to anything, including darkness. What's the darkest movie, book, whatever? What is the darkest game that you can get into on the internet? Oh, not pure in heart. What about peacemakers? I think what our society is telling us is to stand up for what is right and claim every kind of right, because you know everybody's out to get you, so you gotta stand up for your rights. Peace? Consider the other person? No. And then persecution. Who likes persecution and pain? Not in our world today. This is a bad thing to talk about. So, Christians, learning from the Lord, but living in this world, are tempted to trade away good things that God is giving us. So, does that mean that we have kind of a lax discipleship, that God calls us to great things and we just want to, well, go the way of the world instead? But when we look at the Beatitudes here, God's got something for us that's so wonderful. He's the God that actually made us. He's the God that actually loved us, gave himself for us, died, rose again, and he's the one that worked for our blessedness, something more than happiness. All these benefits, these joys from our God, gifts and treasuries, he is the one that worked to get it to us. And maybe we should consider, what about these Beatitudes? Maybe there's something worth keeping here, worth meditating on, thinking about, praying about all these. Well, poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven now. Now? Yeah, most of those Beatitudes talk about a future blessing for us all. But now we've got a blessing that's right here. The reigning of God now. When we're poor in spirit, oh yes, when the Holy Spirit is working through law and gospel, specifically drawing us to repentance, giving us the gift of repentance, we're the recipients of forgiveness obtained by our Lord Jesus Christ, gifted to us that we might have God's reign in our heart through first and foremost forgiveness. But we need to come humbly. We need to come poor in spirit first, and then receive this awesome wealth. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, the reign of heaven in our life now. Wow, don't trade that off. Going on, we mourn. Yes, blessed are the mourning, those who do mourn. Why? Because we mourn over our world. Because it is missing so much. Mourning our world that misses the gracious God that loves us. Oh, we mourn also because part of living in this fallen world is death. And therefore, there is mourning. And we turn to our God and find out what He is working. And He came right into the things that we mourn, dealt with it, destroyed the power of death by His cross and resurrection. And therefore, we've got the promise for we will be comforted. We will be comforted. Oh, what good news we keep having because God is working. So He calls us, don't trade off the Beatitudes. Rejoice what God is working. Well, it goes on, and blessed are the meek. Oh, that doesn't sound right in the assertiveness of this world, but somehow God is working through the meek Christian that believes in the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, who reigns over all things. And how are we going to inherit? Well, if we're connected to Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we are so certainly connected to Him, so we get the inheritance that He has obtained. We have treasures unbelievable, all because He obtained it. And so we can be meek, trusting in Him through all these things. Merciful. Blessed are the merciful. We treasure this because we have the expert on mercy Himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, the very one who gave the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes. He comes to us with His mercy. All He did on the earth, all the way to the cross for us. His mercy covers us and makes us sons and daughters of the King forever. What a God. If we've got the expert who is our God and Savior, then maybe we can respond in being merciful to others, because we will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. When we open up the Word of God, which I know you've never heard of before, when we open up the Word of God, the Holy Spirit's working. When we get involved with the Word of God, the Holy Spirit replaces our ideas and puts His ideas, His thoughts within us. He's redeeming us, molding us, growing us in righteousness, and we will know God better. Oh, and we will see God, says the promise in this beatitude. God is at work. Also, blessed are the peacemakers. Peacemakers, well, when we are considering those that are our enemies and considering them and where they're coming from, maybe we can work a little on the peace. Well, what did our Savior do? He knew our situation completely, and He paid the price that we could have peace forever with God Himself. Oh, if we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, which we do, then maybe we can love even our enemies and those that are involved in fights. Boy, there are places right here in the United States that could use a few Christian peacemakers and pray for our churches and those communities, because often they are in the midst of peacemaking during riots and other things. Well, we get a chance to rule and work in peace ways so that we'll be called children of God, sons and daughters of God, because of what He is working through us. It goes on and wraps up all these Beatitudes with, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake and for Jesus' sake. God is at work, even in the midst of persecution. Ever read any of the witnesses and letters and writings of people who have been persecuted, our brothers and sisters in Christ across this globe? What glowing reports they give of God being with them in the midst of their suffering, and how God was able to give a witness. God's working. Even when we're suffering, God is working and reigning for our good and the good of others. Whoa! This is awesome, because it says theirs is the kingdom of heaven right now, present tense. One of the only two Beatitudes that's present tense. So God's reigning out of heaven in our situation right when we are persecuted for Jesus' sake and for righteousness. Okay, who's awake and noticed I missed one of the Beatitudes? Oh, nobody caught it? It's called a quarterback sneak. No. A bad example. But I did save one of the Beatitudes for the end, because even though Jesus did a different order, I find this is best at the very end, because it makes the point over them all. And it's the Beatitude, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Oh, righteousness? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. When we seek righteousness, is it our righteousness, or is it the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ, who fulfilled all the law of God in our place? He fulfilled it all, and now credits to you and to me the full law of God kept. We are gifted with the holiness of God by His work. Oh, that is so important that He did that in our place for us and gives it to us. That's the principle behind all of the Beatitudes. He is the one that is the fulfiller. The Beatitudes describe Jesus and none of us. We attempt it. We strive towards it, and well done when you don't trade off the Beatitudes but strive for them. But we can't keep it perfectly. There's only one that can do this. And He did it and credited it to our account in our place. He who has fulfilled the Beatitudes now gives those Beatitudes to us as gifts, not to be traded off, but to be used. We have a gift. And so, again, if you've memorized the Beatitudes, well done. Think about them. If you haven't memorized the Beatitudes, maybe you'll consider it now. And another, if you can't memorize, senior moments a lot. If you can't memorize, take it out of your scriptures, write it out, copy it, take it with you, and meditate on it. The Holy Spirit is working through the Word of God given to us. There's law there, there's gospel there from Jesus who fulfilled it. And so we have gifts, the Beatitudes, from Jesus himself. We've just spent time with Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, except you had comfortable pews and didn't have to sit on the grass. Let us go forth and not trade the gifts God gives us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us so, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.